Senator Sheila Harsdorf sponsored legislation to eliminate what's come to be known as the Frankenstein veto. The Republican from River Falls did so after Governor Jim Doyle used his veto power in 2005 to divert millions of dollars from the transportation fund to education. This move prevented the governor from the politically distasteful situation of raising taxes or cutting school aid. 3 years after that spending battle between majority Republicans and the Democratic governor, voters are now deciding whether to once again limit the veto power of the state's top elected official. Harsdorf calls it important budget reform and says she's hopeful it will pass.
We've worded it simply so that it is easy to understand, and I think it's important that voters recognize that even with this change, our governor will have the broadest veto authority of any governor in the nation.
For that reason, Fred Wade says the amendment's not strong enough. The Madison attorney says gaps in the current language still allow governors to stitch together pieces of legislation to create something never passed by the state Senate and Assembly.
It will merely prevent governors from combining parts of two or more sentences to create a new sentence. And the implication of that is that the governor can still make laws the legislature did not approve. He can do so by vetoing words, digits, punctuation marks from a single sentence.
Voters earlier limited the governor's power of what was dubbed the Vanna White veto. Former Governor Tommy Thompson used it to create new words by striking out letters. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.